The report relies on data from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The findings sum up many things predicted earlier for Wisconsin, specifically that the Great Lakes will become more shallow, that some tree species will be reduced or eliminated, ice fishing and snowmobiling will be cut back, and heat stress may reduce milk production from cows. The group Wisconsin Environment, formerly part of Wisberg, compiled the report. Spokesman Andrew Nelson says some of the problems can be reduced if the state makes a bigger effort to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. Nelson says a state task force on climate change should have goals of a 20% pollution cut by 2020 and an 80% reduction by 2050.
The clean energy is there. The technology is there. We just need to deploy it.
The executive order Governor Doyle used to create the state task force does use the international panel's goal of 60 to 80% emission reductions by 2050. Task force co-chair Tia Nelson says she hasn't seen the new report from Wisconsin Environment, but she says the panel is about to get a very comprehensive assessment of current and projected greenhouse gas emissions in the Great Lakes region.
But you need to know where you are to know where you're going, and we need up-to-date emissions inventory information so that we can evaluate what Wisconsin's current emissions profile is, and that will help us develop goals going forward for reducing that emissions profile.
Nelson says that data from the World Resources Institute should be released at a task force meeting next week. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.